For the past 70 days, members of the L'Aquilam's First Nation have camped on the controversial liquefied natural gas site. Occupiers say critical nearby salmon habitat is at risk if the Pacific Northwest LNG project moves forward. But leaders of the Metlakatla, Kitsumkalem, Kitsilis, and Gahatla First Nation want that research work to continue. Clifford White is chief counselor of the Gahatla First Nation, and he's joined me on the road as a trucker himself this morning. Good morning, Clifford.
Good morning.
So some members of the L'Aquilam say they're doing all they can to stop researchers from encroaching on Liliu Island, but you want that research work to continue. Can you tell me a bit about why?
We're doing our due diligence with the other First Nations around making sure that the environment is actually protected. It's something that we hold dear. It's part of our traditional culture to make sure that our environment is always protected.
And so, but at the same time, you want the research to continue. And how is that part of the protecting that environment?
Well, we want to make sure that nothing gets contaminated or is in the way of natural habitat, whether it's salmon or shellfish or eelgrass. It doesn't matter what in the environment needs to be protected. We hold ourselves responsible for those kinds of issues, mm-hmm. and we want to make sure that everything is actually done according to environmental standards, and more than just environmental standards, above environmental standards.
Now, what are your concerns about the occupiers being there? If they're just there, why do you think that's a concern in terms of this research being carried out?
You know, on the North Coast, within the Tsimshian groups, we're all brothers and sisters. We're all living side by side with each other.
Yeah.
And how our brothers and sisters decide to protest and make sure that the environmental protections are in place, I think that's all part of the process. So L'Aquilam's is doing their own thing. We wish for them to be at the same table that we're at. We have the Tsimshian Environmental Stewardship Association, by which the Tsimshian communities are at. The door is open for our brother, the Tsimshian, the L'Aquilam's group, and we want to work on this all together. But they've chosen to take this on in a different task, and that's fine. Our different people will do different things just to make sure that our environment is protected.
What do you think is at stake if this research work continues to be disrupted?
Well, what's at stake is not necessarily the First Nations' interests. What's at stake is Canadian industry. And Canadian industry is, there's all kinds of explorations that are going on around our country, and it's the environment that we're more concerned about. And, you know, Canada and BC have to understand that, and they have to negotiate with us as a whole in terms of being able to address these issues so that we all are on the same page as mm-hmm. whether or not these industries need to go forward.
And this specific one, the Pacific Northwest LNG project for Liliu Island, are you or your First Nation, the Gahatla, in favor of it?
Well, you know, what we've agreed to so far is that if it meets all the terms and conditions with regards to the environment, and that the environment is number one in terms of being protected, we don't see a problem with regards to it moving forward. But they have to make sure that the terms and conditions with regards to environmental monitoring
right.
is actually taken into place. And whether or not we're written into that monitoring, we will definitely ensure that all of those terms and conditions are actually carried through as it moves forward, because we're always going to be there and we're always going to be keeping an eye on it.
You know, we've discussed this on the show before, Clifford, in that some people think that maybe the solution moving forward as it relates to engagement with First Nations is not so much a consultory kind of way, but actually putting the power, putting the control of the environmental assessment into the hands of First Nations groups and letting First Nations decide for themselves if the environmental stewardship is appropriate to move forward. Is that something your group would welcome?
You know, working together, whether it's with the, and it is with the environmental stewardship group that we're working with, we're also working with Canada. We recognize that at this particular point, Canada has its interest, BC has its interest, and we as First Nations people have our interest in terms of how this proceeds. And the partnership between SIA and the province is critical. Without the First Nations input, this process will not move forward. So it's important for us to be able to work together as a team in terms of moving the issue forward. Yeah. So we can't do this to the exclusion of First Nations. They have to be wholly, fully involved in the process.
Clifford White, I just want to ask you this because you're probably aware that earlier this week, a union of nearly 80 Native groups, environmental organizations, unions, and other supporters sent a letter to Prime Minister Trudeau and asking him to, or his government at least, to reject the Pacific Northwest LNG proposal for Liliu Island. If the Prime Minister or the government does indeed reject this proposal, what do you think is the loss for your First Nation if it doesn't go ahead, assuming everything is met in terms of your environmental concerns?
You know, there isn't a loss for Gitxaafla in particular. Because we know this territory. We've lived off the resources of this territory well before the introduction of non-Aboriginal people into the territory, and it's our way of life. So it's not necessarily a loss for Gitxaafla at all. We just continue to live the lives as we've lived for thousands of years.
It's more a loss for anyone who might get work through this project or the offshoot of resource revenue and so forth.
I would say that it's probably going to be a loss for BC in particular, yeah. And it's a loss for the rest of the world with regards to the natural gas, because what's more easier to use environmentally, is it natural gas or is it crude oil? So we really have our choices in terms of how do we move this forward. We want to try to do it as environmentally friendly as possible, and right now natural gas is way better than crude oil.
What's your sense of how long it'll be before a final decision is made on the project?
I have no idea in terms of, I'm not going to hazard to guess as to how long that will take, but it will take as long as it takes, especially making sure that First Nations interests are taken into consideration.
Yeah.
And the Tsimshian Environmental Stewardship Group is working towards working with Canada and BC and the LNG groups.
Clifford, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. I'll let you get safely back on the road and take care.
You're welcome. Thank you.